Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Shaykh Karimi is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Shaykh, a symbolic dialogue between a Muslim and a non-Muslim, a Muslim asking a non-Muslim, why don't you convert to Islam? And the non-Muslim answers that, we can say, if Allah's will, if God will, I will do, but unfortunately the satanic power is more than God, so he does not let me to convert to the religion of Islam. Is it so that Satan and his power are more stronger than divine and Allah's power and do not let the people in order to convert to the religion of Islam? Is it really satanic traps?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, the question is that if it is about Islam and the other religions, this requires that person believes in God. Another point is that if you refer to any divine book, there are some features and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and according to all these attributes, you cannot come to this conclusion that the satanic traps are stronger and okay. I'm not able to change the belief. But to have a true understanding of the traps of the Satan and to compare it with our free will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions very clearly in the Quran that the only thing done by Shaitan or the Satan is just the invitation.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, it is your choice. It is your will that, change everything. In a very interesting verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر إن الله وعدكم وعد الحق ووعدتكم فأخلفتكم. And Shaitan will say after the affair is decided on the day of judgment, Satan says, surely Allah promised you the promise of truth, and I gave you promises, then failed to keep them to you. Then the Satan says, وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُم مِّن سُلْطَانٍ. This is a very important part of the verse. I had no authority over you.
Yes.
Except that, إِلَّا أَن دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. Except that I called you and you obeyed me. And this is a reality. I think no one can claim that I committed this sin because I was forced. Satan forced me to do so.
Yes.
No. In all the cases, the only thing is the invitation. And then we decide whether to commit or not. And the Satan here himself says, فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Therefore, do not blame me, but blame yourselves. مَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخُكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ مُصْرِخِي. I cannot be your aider, nor can you be my aiders. And again, in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ. Addressing Satan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, surely for my servants, you have no authority, for the, of course, true servants. You have no authority over them, except those who follow you of the deviators. So for sure, we cannot compare the power of God to that of the Satan because first of all, Satan is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we cannot claim that the power of the creation is more than the creator.
And then not only for conversion to Islam, but for doing, for example, devilish action, it seems to be an excuse for some people that Satan did
exactly
that to me or deceived me or something like that. Okay.
Of course, deceiving is there, but then you are deceived and some people are not deceived, which means that Shaitan is not able to force. Otherwise, all the people would have followed the Satan. But the reality is telling us that some people follow the vain desires and the satanic temptations, and some people do not follow, which means that what matters here is your choice and your free will. So when Shaitan is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for sure he cannot be more powerful to Allah than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And second of all, if Shaitan has any power, it is because of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him this power. We know that when he was ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prostrate before Adam and he refused to do so, then he was commanded to be expelled from that garden, that heaven. And then he asked God for permission to let him to deviate the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him this power. And of course, إلى يوم الوقت المعلوم, to a decided time, which according to some narrations is up until the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and according to some to other narrations, it is till the day of judgment.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So the point is that if Shaitan has any power, it is because of the fact that Allah gave him this power just to invite, just to try to deceive. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all the people the free will, the will power,
yes,
to decide. Next point is that not only about Shaitan, the deviated Satan, when it comes to even all the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the prophets, the believers, the disbelievers, and so on and so forth, no one can claim that I'm outside the realm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and my power is more than the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Imam Ali alayhi salam beautifully says in supplication of Kamil, لا يمكن الفرار من حكمتك. No one can escape your kingdom, your realm of rulership. And of course, the famous slogan of all Muslims is Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than anyone else. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. There is no power except through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay. So, I think Islam's look at the concept of Satan and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very much different from that of Christianity, isn't it? Because in Christianity, Satan is given so much power, we can say that sometimes equals Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isn't it?
No.
Or God.
No, when it comes to the New Testament, I have not seen any phrase in the New Testament to tell the Christians that the power of Satan.
For example, these people among the Christians who are, worship Satan, okay? There are some groups, some special groups who worship.
They are not Christians.
They are Christians. Inside Christianity, there are some, for example, they believe in the concept of evil angel. So they believe that evil has its own power. So these are deviated groups, isn't it?
For sure. First of all, they are so few in number that we may not call them a minority in Christianity.
Okay.
And for sure, they are not included as three main denominations of Christianity. I mean, Protestant, Catholic, and Orthodox. And second of all, what they are saying is against the explicit teachings of the New Testament, their holy book. So no one can claim that, the New Testament is asking me to worship the Satan or to admire Satan or, prostrate before him and so on and so forth. So yes, some people may claim that we are followers of a divine religion and at the same time we are worshiping Satan. And for us, his power is equal to the power of God. But for sure, no one can claim that these are in line with the teachings of divine religions and their scriptures.
So how is Satan pictured in the Holy Quran? Is he given special powers? that can find mastery over the lives of the people?
As I mentioned, he has no authority and mastery. Mm-hmm. Okay. The only thing is that before this permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had no power. Mm-hmm. He had no permission. Let me refer to another point. We know that we have two elements trying to deviate human beings. One of them is Satan. Of course, when we say Satan, it's not only the Iblis, the one who did not prostrate. He has offspring. He has, if we put it this way, he has an army, including of his offsprings. And second of all, we have a nafsul ammara, the vain desires, which try to deviate human beings. So whatever we say about a nafsul ammara, the same is true about the Satan. Mm-hmm. Imagine there is no Satan, then my vain desires try to deviate me, for example, when it comes to committing different sins.
Yes.
These desires, they are inviting me toward committing the major sins. Now the question is that, for example, if a man has killed someone, can he claim that my vain desires force me to kill that innocent person? No one will accept that. You decided based on your free will to kill that person, although the vain desires, they invited you, they encouraged you. But, the same is true about other people.
Yes.
All the people have the same vain desires, but the majority of the people do not commit the sin, which means that the main desires, they have no control over you. They have no authority over you. They just invite you. So the same is true about Satan. The very fact that some people follow the Satan and his commands or instructions, and some people do not follow. So what is the, distinguishing element here? The distinguishing element is the free will, is the choice of the people. Those who do not follow, they act upon their will, and those who follow, they also act upon their free will and choice.
That's right.
So the point is that all the people are invited toward, doing bad deeds, and at the same time, the divine nature of all the human beings invite them toward doing righteous actions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that إِنَّ هَدَيْنَهُ السَّبِيلِ. We have shown the way for all human beings. Mm-hmm. We have guided them. But imma shakran wa imma kafura. Then it is up to people. Some of them, they are grateful toward this guidance and they follow the truth and guidance. But some of them, they are ungrateful and they follow the desires of the Satan. So there is no authority.
Yes.
There is no mastery. What we have, and this is what is mentioned by Satan himself, according to the Noble Book of Quran, he says on the Day of Judgment that I just called you, I just invited you, and you followed me based on your free will. And that is why, do not blame me, la talumuni, lumu anfusakum, blame yourself.
So,
you should be blamed because it was through your choice and your free will.
So the Satan has no power to change the fitra, as you said, of the human being, but the tabi'ah, isn't it? The tabi'ah of the human, if we divide it into fitra and tabi'ah, the fitra cannot be reached because it is divine in its essence, but the tabi'ah of the people can be changed throughout, for example, sinning or something like that.
Gradually speaking, if you follow the satanic temptations, it can be changed as extent that no one can change you anymore.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Hermi, for a nice elaboration.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Call our Islam page and Allah. So God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fi al-jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن
كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن